we are passionate about that and we try to fill our cup and then we start pouring into the others, and ambitious and caring as we are, we forget to notice that our cup is empty and we keep pouring from that empty cup. And unfortunately, that leads to tragic consequences. Think about those towers of those glasses, how at the fancy gala events, they have those towers, and how it doesn't make sense if the waiter would be standing there, pouring the liquid into the top glass, and then taking the top glass, and then pouring into the glasses around on the second level, and then again pouring from the bottle into the top glass, and then from that, continue pouring into the other glasses, and so on. It doesn't have beauty to it, right? You pour into one glass, and that suddenly, after a while, it fills all the glasses in the tower. That's magic. And that is the magic I want you to have in mind when you think about your self-care. You can create that magic. You can be the top glass and take care that it's filled all the time and keeps pouring into the tower, into the other parts of the tower. With this, I want to emphasize that you will not take away from yourself as your professional self or from yourself as your family self. You will give to all those roles more of you in a healthy way because you're pouring over to them. It's overflowing to them. Looking for smart stats about leadership and personal development? Then sorry, this show is not for you. On The Genius Leadership, we share relatable stories of real people and give you practical tools for personal and professional development so that you can start implementing them right away. I'm your host, Anna Lieben, Mindshifter, helping leaders get from reacting to creating. And Genius Leadership is about elevating humanity, one person at a time. Let's go. Hey, Genius Leaders, welcome to a solo episode. Today, we'll be talking about the self-care again. So the last solo episode was about the me time menu. I hope you have done that exercise for yourself. I hope you had fun with that yourself. Maybe you shared it with some other people and shared your lists with each other, your menus with each other. And you're using that. I did my homework in the episode when I was recording it. I said that some of those menu parts or ingredients I haven't been doing enough for myself. And I did that on the weekend after the recording that episode. I actually sat down with a puzzle while talking to a friend who is also on that list of me time menu. While we were having an online conversation with each other for a couple of hours, I was puzzling. And did it just for myself. I wasn't doing it with my husband, with my daughter. I just did it for pleasure for myself. So I've done my homework. I hope you did as well. And today I want to take it a step further. I call this episode, Don't Fill Your Cup First, Do This Instead. And that refers to that encouragement phrase of how we should take care of ourselves, that we should first fill our cup before we pour into the others. And it comes from a good space. It's meant well, right? We need to take care of ourselves first and foremost. And that's what it's trying to emphasize, that phrase. But for a long time, I had issues with that. And I shared those issues and the solution that I came up with at the Nordic Women in Tech Awards ceremony in November last year. And now, still month later, what is it now? More than four months later, I still hear from people who were in that room how impactful that conversation was on them, how my speech got a new perspective for them, how that inspired them to take some better steps for the self-care and so on. And that's why I thought of, I'll share it here so that you Genius Leaders can also take care of yourself in a hopefully healthier, more flowy way. So what rubbed me with that was, with that phrase, was that I didn't feel this flow in it. There was something about it that felt unnatural, that felt like it was not enough to really be sustainable with our self-care and not effective and efficient with it either. And it started falling into place for me when I heard Oprah, absolutely randomly. I usually don't listen to Oprah. I respect her a lot. She's fantastic. It just somehow don't do that much. But then at some point, I randomly got to listen to her talk to students at some college or university on YouTube. And you know, those serendipity moments when something comes to you in the right time when you need it. And that was that for me. It clicked because she said something. She said, don't pour into your cup first. Your job is to make sure that your cup is always full so that you can overflow towards the others or into the others' cups. So not pour from your cup, but instead make sure that it's so full that it's overflowing into the other cups. And suddenly it clicked for me. That's what I want. That's how it should be. And not one for myself only, but also one for my clients, for us, the broader community. I want us to make sure that our cup is always full. And of course, I'm not naive. Life happens in between and so on. But this is what I would love us to strive for. Because we're all ambitious. We all want to make some difference in the world, right? Whether it's a world globally with some issue specifically about the environment, about the human rights, whatever it is. Or maybe you just want to make an impact for your family, your smaller community. And by saying just, I don't mean that it's smaller. Whatever the impact that you want to create in the world, it's beautiful and it's enough. But that's the thing. We are passionate about that. And we try to fill our cup and then we start pouring into the others. And ambitious and caring as we are, we forget to notice that our cup is empty and we keep pouring from that empty cup. And unfortunately, that leads to tragic consequences. People burn out. People take years to get back to their health. Some people say that they will never be the same again, as Peter Gudjonsson, one of my guests earlier this year, was talking about himself when he actually got past that burnout stage and got to clinical exhaustion. And he says that, yeah, I'm a happy, jolly person again, but I'll never be myself, my older self again. So those are already difficult consequences. Of course, that can also affect the organization. Especially if you are the founder or the CEO of a company and you suddenly can't work, the whole business can actually dysfunction and can collapse. That happened to Janos Barberis, the guest of mine from November 2022. He was sharing about that, how he was running and building the fastest growing ed fintech accelerator in Asia, and he collapsed. He was going from stage to hospital and then back to stage to speak about their growth, to speak about the sector and the industry and so on and so forth, until one day he went into the hospital and stayed there for half a year, and he couldn't operate. He had a brilliant team, but he didn't have time to delegate to them to build an organization that would be self-sustainable, and they had to close down the whole accelerator because he was out of the game, and it took him years to get back to some kind of norm, and he says that he's still not in the normal. So we have those examples. And unfortunately, the reason why I was included in that Nordic in Tech, Nordic Women in Tech Award, my speech about the self-care or generally mental health, was because one of the founders of the organization has committed suicide within the year, so several months after the previous awards. And it was a shock for the whole community because she was doing amazing things. She was very passionate about promoting women in the tech industries. And she was a very jolly, joyful person. And then someday she was gone by her own choice. And those are the things that happen to us when we keep forgetting that we haven't filled our cup and we keep pouring from that empty cup. And that's why I think it's so important for us to actually take good care of filling that cup. So let's talk about the other visual, right? When we talk about keeping your cup full so that it overflows into the others, which Oprah said your only job is in that context, I got to see this beautiful fountain in front of myself, where you are that beautiful bowl of the top bowl of the fountain, and the water comes into you, and then from you, it flows to the brink. So it's so full, and then it flows over into the bowls of this fountain that are under you and around you. And that is beautiful. It has a flow to it. It has some beauty to it. There is no start kind of feeling to it with the breaks in between. And in the gala where I was speaking on that stage, I actually said you can also use the gala or fancier version of that and think about the champagne glasses, whether it is the champagne or some non-alcoholic version of it. Think about those towers of those glasses, how at the fancy gala events they have those towers, and how it doesn't make sense if the waiter would be standing there pouring the liquid into the top glass and then taking the top glass and then pouring into the glasses around on the second level and then again pouring from the bottle into the top glass and then from that continue pouring into the other glasses and so on. it doesn't have beauty to it, right? We are fascinated by these towers because it creates this beautiful flowing, waterfall-y effect that you pour into one glass and that suddenly, after a while, it fills all the glasses in the tower. That's magic. And that is the magic I want you to have in mind when you think about your self-care. You can create that magic. You can be the top glass and take care that it's filled all the time and keeps pouring into the tower, into the other parts of the tower. So let's talk about how do we do that. First and foremost, we have already talked about the me-time menu. Please, please, please save that episode for yourself, mark it as favorite or whatever it is that you can go back to it. Keep re-listening, coming up with ideas for yourself. Since I did mention all my ideas there, maybe they open up for you. Keep sharing that with the others. Do this exercise with the others so that you can inspire each other to enrich in those menus. And then we need to talk about some practicalities of that. The me-time menu emphasizes that you can take care of yourself even when you don't have time. You always have 1 minute in your day. Always. No matter how shitty the day is, how busy it is, you will find 1 minute. I know it. So then you can refer to those 1 minute activities that you came up with in your time. But also, we don't want to always lean onto those. We want this variety, right? We don't want to eat burgers the whole year and the whole life of ours. We want to have a different dishes that we eat. And that is what the other categories in the me time menu do. We want to have those larger chunks of time when we can nurture ourselves. And as I showed you with my own examples, we want to have a different variety of activities so that they nurture us mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, socially. So you need to come up with those different options for yourself and make sure that you're not always falling into one category, into one type of activity, and into one time frame of it. So you always just do something for 15 minutes. You try to vary that as well. So I do want you to think about, how can I make space in my calendar for some activities from a me time menu, from those longer block activities? And the typical mistake that we do when we're planning, when we're living by our calendars, is that we first get the agenda of others satisfied, fulfilled, and then we take care of our family needs and our other responsibilities. And then if there is some time, we might do something for ourselves. I want you to practice doing it the other way around and actually first putting some blocks of me time into your week when you plan it, and then start working around that. And in the beginning, if you now feel absolutely overwhelmed, if you feel like you're not in control of your time, if you feel like you have too much work and so on, it might be difficult for you. But I guarantee from the experience of my clients that when you do it, when you put one of those blocks into your calendar, your glass gets fuller, you start overflowing, and maybe it doesn't happen from the first week, right? Maybe the first week you'll just start getting the first drops into your glass because you've been running on empty and pouring from the empty for so long that you're just in minus right now. But gradually you will start filling that cup, and that positively affects the rest of your week. It positively affects the other commitments of yours. It doesn't take from them. When we are running on empty, when we are pouring from that empty cup continuously, we just keep hurting ourselves and keep hurting the others and keep hurting our commitments and our roles and our growth. When we manage to carve out that time for ourselves, put a stick in the ground. In the first year of the podcast, I was interviewing one of my clients, Daniel Carlson, and I was asking him, like, Daniel, you work as a consultant. So he was a co-owner of and co-founder of a consultancy. And I said, how was it for you to tell your clients that 1 hour per week, you during the work time, you will be gone because you have your coaching sessions with Anna Liebel? And he said, you know, I was afraid of that in the beginning, but then I thought that I need to put the stick in the ground and make basically walk my talk, right? And if I say that my personal development is important for me, I need to put it on my calendar. It needs to be reflected there. And he said, never ever did my clients have any problems with that. And moreover, I just was more efficient with my time because suddenly I had one hour less to work, but I still had my responsibilities. So I was more efficient and I was getting enough energy from our conversations and I was getting more practical support and tools to actually help me manage my time better and manage my team better and so on. And also energy. We talked a lot with him about how he can handle his energy. So that really starts spilling out on the other parts of your calendar. And I want to emphasize that, with this, I want to emphasize that you will not take away from yourself as your professional self or from yourself as your family self. You will give to all those roles more of you in a healthy way because you're pouring over to them. It's overflowing to them. So take this as an action for the coming week. Try to put it on your calendar. It can be a recurring event if your weeks are stable enough that you know, like, okay, I usually don't have anything on Saturday mornings, for example. For me, one of those things is actually doing yoga class when every second week I bring my daughter to acrobatic. She's going for acrobatic classes every Saturday. One Saturday, it's my husband who brings her. The other Saturday, it's me. And when I'm there, I have 55 minutes of her class to do something. And while many of the parents are sitting on the sofas there in the hall and scrolling through their phones or maybe chat with each other, which is good, chatting with each other, I bring my mat. I found a corner there in the building, in the corridor, where I'm not in the way for anyone. I just unroll my mat and I do my yoga class. And when my husband is bringing her, that I try to use the time for my longer sport as well. So using the full hour for moving my body, because I know that that will make me more present, more loving, more fun mom and wife to be for the rest of the weekend. So that, again, that gives something. And you can find those slots for yourself. And maybe, again, you start with 30 minutes. You don't need to do something from 60 plus category of your me time menu. But start with those 30 minutes. You can find that time. I bet you. And if you say that you don't, let's have a call. Challenge me on that. Show me your calendar and we'll discuss where that can go. And if not, then I can give you some present. I am that sure that you can find that time for yourself. So look at your calendar, find that slot, whether it is for 1 week, whether it is for 2 weeks in a row, whether it is a recurring thing. You can maybe do it as a recurring blog, but then every week you'll move it around because maybe you travel a lot for your work, or you have your kids every second week, and every second week it's your ex-partner who have them. So maybe it looks very different for you those 2 weeks. Then maybe put a placeholder for those every second week when you are alone. Then you have a bit more time to nurture yourself and keep that cup filling and overflowing. Do that. Try it. Try that slot for different activities. Figure out what works for you best. And that doesn't have to go into the plan. You can just sit in the beginning of that slot, look at your me time menu, and really be honest with yourself. What out of this list jumps out at me right now? What feels like it would fill my cup the most right now? Where will I get the biggest buck for the bang? Especially when you are in the beginning of this journey from going from overly empty to that full and overflowing, you might want to go for the quick wins. So it might be something that would give you the most energy or the most fun. Do that. Then you can start varying later. But in the beginning, really try to get the momentum going, because that's where the motivation comes from. Sometimes people really stand there or sit there and wait for the motivation to come. And I believe that that's the very wrong way of doing it. Motivation comes when you start doing something, you create momentum, you see your progress, or you feel how that activity that you do improves your well-being, improves your life, and so on. And that gives you motivation to keep going. Motivation to start doing something is a very unreliable thing to wait for. So take action. Put that blog into your calendar and start working on that. And I actually want to give you a couple of more items of the homework, so to say. Now I feel like I'm a teacher, but bear with me. Write right now an email to yourself, or maybe not to yourself. That will be a decision for you. But open an email. If you're driving, don't do that. If you're doing the dishes, your wet hands might not be useful for that. But if you can, take your phone or laptop, open the email, and start writing three things down in that email draft. The first one is, what do you want to do in the next week for yourself? From that me time menu, and maybe that action will be actually to sit down and write and create your me time menu. Second thing is a name of a person whom you want to share with how you're feeling. So someone who you can feel safe with, who you know that you can open up to, and they will hold that space, that safe space for you. And third is the name of the person for whom you want to hold that space, with whom you want to check in and ask how they are doing and feeling. Feeling first and foremost. So those three items: one, action; two, whom you want to share with, how you're feeling; three, whom do you want to check with, how they are feeling. And send that email to yourself. Or if you're extra brave, send that email to me at info@annaliebel.com. And that will not be for me to dig your email address and start spamming you with anything. The only thing I'll do if I get that email, and you can call it keep my cup overflowing, for example, so that I understand what it is about, is that I will check in with you. 1 week after I receive the email, I'll just send you or reply you to that email and ask whether you have done those actions for yourself. So for a bit of extra accountability, this is what I offer today. Send an email to yourself to open it in the morning as a reminder, or send it to me to get the reminder 1 week later, and let's start working on that. It's the most beautiful thing we can do for the world and in this world, to overflow into the others instead of pouring from an empty cup. Because the latter version creates resentment, creates annoyance, disappointment, pain, and suffering. And none of that is something that we want for ourselves or each other. So let's keep filling our cup so that it's always full, that's overflowing. And by that, let's keep elevating humanity. One person, one cup at a time. If you want this reminder today, I see you, I feel you, I love you. I truly love you. And I believe that you can keep your cup full and overflowing into the others. Let's go and change this world to better through our full cups. Talk to you later. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Genius Leadership Podcast. If you enjoyed the conversation, hit the subscribe button. Please rate, review, and share to help more people discover the show and become the better leaders. For more conversations about living in your zone of genius, connect with me on LinkedIn. Genius Leadership is an honest conversation about leading yourself and others, and it is my honor to be your guide in overcoming everything.